We're joined now by Laura Grice, the executive director of Paws Forever. You know that organization if you listen to WCHL or if you know animal care in our area. They do a lot of great work. And one of the things that they're starting to do is called Legacy Care. And we're talking about that today. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So there's a Legacy Care open house that's happening tomorrow. But tell us about Legacy Care. What exactly it entails?
Sure. Legacy Care is a very unique program. It allows pet owners to designate Paws Forever as caregiver when they're no longer able to, typically due to death, illness, aging, or disability.
Mm-hmm. And that's, again, we were talking about this during the break. It's something that people don't think about. They think about, oh, what happens to me if I die? What happens to me if I get disabled and I can't work anymore or can't move around the way that I used to? We think about our job. We think about our finances. We think about our kids. We think about our spouse. We don't think about our pets, and that ends up being a bad situation for a lot of people.
Exactly. Unfortunately, it does. When it comes time to prepare your will, everyone thinks, of course, my kids, my house, my car, etc. What will I do to plan for that long term? And a lot of times, unfortunately, pets are forgotten. And I think part of it is it's just not in our general makeup to think of that, perhaps. But at the same time, that is so important. We have this thought, or perhaps that, oh, anyone will take them, some will take them, you know, my family, my neighbor, my friend. Mm-hmm. And that's, there's really not a guarantee for that. In fact, sometimes we have seen that someone may have chatted with a family member, etc. The plan was, and they had actually taken the time to build that into the will, to leave some funding aside for that person to care for the pet. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, that person is no longer able or willing at that point. So we've actually seen a number of people who have been interested in Legacy Care simply as a backup. Mm-hmm. If their designated caregiver is not available or no longer willing, then Paws Forever would be able to care. Otherwise, unfortunately, a number of pets end up in county shelters.
Yeah.
Because of this, or they end up in a, let's say, less than ideal situation of someone who really didn't want a pet but felt obligated because they didn't want to send them to a kill shelter.
And that happens across the country with pets, but Legacy Care is not that common of a thing. And we were talking about this before too. There's nothing like it in the area, and there's really not much like it anywhere else in the country.
Exactly. It's an extremely unique program. There are a handful across the country. There's nothing, like you say, in the Southeast that I'm aware of, and certainly none that are like the format that we offer. There are a handful, like I mentioned, across the country where pets will live in a I would say home/clinic setting for the rest of their lives, and they're with 70, 80, 100 other pets. Obviously not what they're used to.
Yes.
And not ideal for many, many of our pets. I look at my own two who could not handle that type of environment. Mm. You have the opposite end of the spectrum of some shelters who, with a donation, they will accept your pet into the shelter environment. However, again, I think of my own pets, that is just not an environment that I want my pets to go into. I have two dogs who just could not handle that type of an environment. I want them to enjoy the type of environment that they've had all of their lives. And so this program, the way that we have formatted Legacy Care through Paws Forever, is that the animals, once they come into our program, they will always live in a home environment. Initially, they'll live with us in our Legacy Care residence. It's a 2-bedroom home where we have a full-time caretaker. And once we get to know them a little bit, we learn really what their needs are, how we can best care for them, and who a good match would be. They'll either be available at that point for an adoptive home, and if an adoptive home is not available right away, then we will have a Legacy Care provider that's available for them. And that is essentially a very stringently trained and selected caregiver.
And that's so much better than any of the other options that pets often fall into.
Absolutely.
So the Legacy Care home is that that's in Mebane, right? Or is that?
It's on our sanctuary. Yep. The Paws Forever Sanctuary has 50 acres. So we've got plenty of room for both dogs and cats to enjoy, to explore. We've got a nature trail, and then again, like I say, plenty of room for the cats indoors, lots of social opportunities and playtime.
That's really cool. And for people who want to check it out, there is an open house tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow from 2 to 4. It's a tea reception type of an open house. Individuals are certainly welcome to come and to see the residents. This is our first time actually opening and launching the residence. The construction has just been completed several weeks ago, so we're excited to show that off. It's absolutely beautiful. And we will also offer tours of the adoption center and grounds as well. So anyone who's interested in learning about Paws Forever in general, we're certainly happy to showcase the organization at large as well. But really, it's an opportunity for anyone who's interested in this unique program to come, to ask some questions, to learn a little bit more, find out exactly, is this a good fit for them? It may not be a good fit for them, absolutely. We certainly want to make sure people know that this is an opportunity for them. Even if it's not a good fit for people, I do highly encourage anyone who's a pet owner to consider what will happen to my pets when I'm no longer able to care for them. And make sure you've got a real solid plan that... And you've got a backup plan.
And a backup, yeah, so important too. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you think, you know, my children will take care of them, make sure you actually ask them.
Yeah, don't just assume. Right,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. Make sure that really is set in stone and that there's some funding set aside to be able to care for them, to ensure that they will be properly cared for the rest of their lives.
And we're speaking with Laura Greist, Executive Director of Paws Forever. PawsForever.org is the website. That's the number 4 in there, PawsForever.org. That open house is going to be at their location in Mebane, 6311 Nix Road, 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow. And before we let you go, tell us a little bit about the house. How big is it? What does it look like? You mentioned it's a home environment, but the construction just wrapped up, so you got to be excited about how it looks.
We're thrilled. It's actually a phenomenal home. It's, like I mentioned, a two-bedroom, mm-hmm. So that it's fantastic for our caregiver. It's 2,000 square feet, so it is not a tiny home. And it's imperative that we have a home that can work with this type of a setting, in that we have a space when we have dogs and cats that don't get along. We're able to
separate them
safely.
Yep.
They still have plenty of room to run around and to play. And I mentioned the grounds. We have 50 acres of phenomenal grounds, so the dogs are able to get out and play in a fenced-in, safe environment. But then they also can go on a 2-mile hike in the backyard, because we've actually got that as an opportunity for those pets.
Is there one caregiver who lives there? Is it multiple caregivers?
Just one caregiver, and we're in the process of actually hiring that person now. And then, like I said, once the pet is with us, say probably around 2 weeks or so, we get to know them a little bit better, then they will go into a legacy care provider's home. So it's a smaller environment, one where it's them alone or them with their siblings, them with perhaps a couple of other pets, until we find their adoptive home. And we'll make sure that it's a really solid match, as someone that is a good fit for them based on their lifestyle and their needs.
And how many pets can live in that house at any one time? Do you have a set number?
We do, thanks to Orange County. We do have a cap of 8 pets.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh. So plenty of room for your pets. And again, as Laura mentioned, so important to have a plan and a backup plan and make sure that your pets are taken care of, whether it's through legacy care or through something else. Make sure you have a plan for in case of the unfortunate happening. You absolutely need that for your pets and other friends and family members to put their minds at ease as well.
Absolutely. It can be quite tough when someone's having to deal with your estate to now have to think of this, the immediate needs and the long-term needs of that pet. And if you have taken care of that already, that's just one less burden for your estate executor or family members, whoever is taking care of that for you.
Well, the open house is from 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow in Mebane. PawsForever.org is the website, so check that out. Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And would like to say, for those who can't make it out to the open house, certainly there's a great deal of information, as well as frequently asked questions, and the enrollment packet is online as well.
Awesome. So again, check that out, pawsforever.org.